Well, Bendigo Rowing Club is celebrating a major milestone after clocking up 150 years on the water. I'm joined now by Jesse Sheward. Jesse is the committee member of the Bendigo Rowing Club and also convener of the 150th anniversary celebrations. Jesse, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sideline View and happy 150th anniversary.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And yes, it's a great milestone for rowing in Bendigo. Who would have thought 150 years of our sport gracing the water on Lake Roonah? We're really excited and we're keen to reconnect with past and present members and invite them to a gala dinner on Saturday, the 4th of June, at the All Seasons Resort Hotel for a chance to relive some old times and past memories.
Jesse, tell me, how did it all start back in the 1870s? Was it always the Bendigo Rowing Club, or did it... obviously, we were called Sandhurst back in those days. How did it all start?
Mm. Yeah, that's right. So, rowing was introduced by a fellow called John Godfrey. John came to the Sandhurst Goldfields in 1872. He was an experienced oarsman from Hobart, where he rode on the Derwent Estuary. He loved messing with boats, so he built his own wooden skiff. He christened it Australasia. He displayed it in Pall Mall to raise public interest. He did a demonstration of sculling on the Upper Reserve Reservoir, which is now the site of the Faith Leach Aquatic Centre. And the sport took off. Within a few years, there was recreational rowing occurring on the Grassy Flat Reservoir, which is now Strathdale Park. Back then, it was about an hour's leisurely horse ride from Charing Cross. And soon, rowing clubs were established on that reservoir, and there was competitive rowing, some regattas taking place, and then ultimately it all shifted to Lake Roonah when the lake was created in the 1880s. And that's been our home ever since.
So let's move forward to 2022. How big is the club? How many people are actively involved in the rowing club?
Yeah, we've got a membership of about 100. We straddle all age groups. We're quite an inclusive club. We have women are involved in all facets of the club activities as athletes, as coaches, as committee leaders. We run learn to row programs, so we'll take people and introduce them to the sport, the safe boat handling practices. We'll get them comfortable in rowing, and then if there are people who want to compete. Compete against other rowers across the state, then we throw our support behind them and take them to regattas where they row under the name of Bendigo in the club's civic colours of royal blue and gold in boats that are emblazoned with the city coat of arms, and we hold our own against the state's best.
Yeah,
over the years, we've produced some great champions.
I was going to ask you that. How has the club been historically over the journey as far as performance goes?
Well, we've punched above our weight. And it comes in waves, I guess. In the 1920s, we boasted two athletes that were the fastest rowers in Victoria, a fellow called Stan McGawn from Eagle Hawk. He won Victorian championships. And also a fellow called Arthur Cambridge, and the Cambridge surname is still synonymous with Bendigo. Arthur, he was the fastest sculler in Australia at one stage. He won four Victorian sculling championships. And then if we roll on to the 1980s, we unearthed a fellow called Jason Day, who we taught rowing to and was ultimately selected by the Australian Institute of Sport and ended up rowing for Australia at three consecutive Olympics. And Hannah Every, who who competed for Australia in the 2012 London Olympics. And even last week, Rowing Australia announced their selections for their national squads. And a young woman called Livia Rizzia from Elmore, who's been with the club for quite a few years and now rows with Melbourne University Rowing Club. She's been selected into the national under 21 female squad. So we do nurture some champion rowers, but underpinning all that is our focus on community participation. Yeah. And we're a very inclusive club, and we're happy to teach people the fundamentals and enjoy being on Lake Aruna and exercising.
Jesse, just before we go, we mentioned earlier the 150th anniversary dinner is coming up Saturday, June 4. How do current and past members get involved with that?
So just go onto our website, Bendigo Rowing Club. Just type that into the Google search and you can book your tickets online. It'll be a great night. We're going to be unveiling a new regatta trophy, the Waroona Challenge Cup. We'll be christening a new boat in traditional nautical style with the smashing of a bottle of bubbly over the bow. There'll be some club memorabilia and sharing of memories and basically having a really relaxed and enjoyable time together.
Jesse, congratulations to you and everyone involved with the Bendigo Rowing Club on 150 years. And, let's cling the glasses. Here's to another 150 years. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View at Gold Central Victoria.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers.